I think the biggest problem we have is an economy that is not functioning for the good of the majority of Zimbabweans. They have lost confidence in their leadership to steer the economic affairs of the country, particularly when you look at the problems associated with key shortages, with the issue of the ban on imports, and the failure to pay salaries for civil servants. You definitely have people rioting because they've touched on the bread and butter issues of their lives.
Mr. Mangwana, your take on what's happening in the country at the moment with regards to these riots?
There is a national grievance in as far as delayed civil servant salaries are concerned. That's understandable. The grievance is a legitimate grievance, but it's the expression of those grievances which is a problem. Because if we embark on a pathway of destruction and destroy everything that comes in our pathway, we are left with nothing. So the issue is not the legitimacy of the grievance. The issue is the way we are going about it. We should not stone people's cars. We should not destroy property. Because at the end of the day, what's going to happen tomorrow? When we've destroyed everything, we wake up to a new day. What are we going to do? Is there a government in waiting somewhere? If you remove the current government, no, there's no government in waiting. Is there a plan to say, okay, we do this, we push Zimbabwe to the brink, and after pushing Zimbabwe to the brink, we are going to do 1, 2, 3, 4? No. It's a question of just pushing Zimbabwe to the brink, destabilizing the country, causing a lot of havoc, and then what?
Mr. Mutasa, do you think the government is listening?
I think the government has not been doing enough listening to its own citizens. Mr. Mangwana will know that even ZANU-PF went to war because Smith was not listening. So when people turn to violence, it's because you are not listening to your citizens. You are not dialoguing. We have been following the discussions about salary. We have problems of corruption. It's all about issues of misgovernance, which people are saying enough is enough. It's not that they were born violent. You have stretched their patience, and they are no longer patient with the government of the day. So the issue is about the government learning to listen to its own citizens and learning to deal with problems, working together with their citizens, not just making decisions. You see, the import ban, we did not see much consultation and participation of people. It's something that was just handed down over to them. And end the rioting you have witnessed.
Mr. Mangwana, do you think the government is listening?
The government is listening. The import ban is all about increasing productivity in Zimbabwe. It's all about making sure that Zimbabwe doesn't become a supermarket or a marketplace for every country in the region. It's all about enhancing our own industry. It's all about bringing back employment. It's a vicious cycle. If a person is employed, if the industry is revamped, and it has got a market for its products, people will be employed. If people are employed, they come out of the informal sector, the informalization of our economy. So they come back from the informal sector and go into a formal job. So they won't need to go to South Africa to take things to come and walk in Zimbabwe. So if people are a bit patient and let these measures take effect so that our own product, our own industry will boom, then we will be somewhere. But it's not going to happen overnight. There is never a promise that these things will happen overnight. Let's be a bit patient. We never had these measures before. We now have them. So let's see how far they will go.
Mr. Mutasa, what's the best way of addressing these problems?
I think the government should come out of its own pride and engage all the stakeholders and map a way forward together.
Mr. Mangwana, your last word. What do you think is the best way forward?
The best way forward is actually for Zimbabweans to be a bit more patient. There are things which are happening. A lot of things are happening behind the scenes to remedy the challenges Zimbabwe is facing.